Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, you, and you. Let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus on today. I am so glad that you joined me on today. I have another wonderful lesson that we'll be talking about on today, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, you, yes, you, and you will be tremendously blessed on today without a shadow of a doubt. I know God is going to bless you. He's going to strengthen you through this word on today. So grab your Bible, come on in, and make yourself right at home. Yes, there's manna in the house for you today. Come on and grab your Bible. We're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter number 4. And the Lord laid on my heart on today as I was asking God what to share with his people on today. And he laid something down in my spirit that he'd given me to feed the children of God on Sunday morning was keeping the main thing the main thing. And so as you grab your Bible, we're going to look at the book of Proverbs on today, and we're going to talk about that, the main thing on today. Amen. And it's going to be found in Proverbs chapter number 4, and we're going to look down through verses number 1 down to verse number 13. And it reads on this line, and hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting. Get understanding and exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor, and when thou dost embrace her, she shall give thee a head of ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, and I have led thee in right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. So far, the reading of the scripture thus far. And we want to take a look at verse number 7. It said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get an understanding or get understanding. Let's take a look at this. We recognize that Solomon, he was beginning to share some of the things that he have learned through sharing the wisdom, because we recognize that when Solomon came into office, he began to ask God for some things. He wanted to have the wisdom to know how to go in and out among God's people. And so he cried out for wisdom. And since he didn't ask God for riches and other things, God just blessed Solomon in a profound way. And we know the story about Solomon and how that he married the heathen women, and they brought in their gods and their idols, and he set them up in the kingdom. And so here, Solomon began to share some deep wisdom unto the people. He began to say here, as we opening up, he said, hear ye the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my word and keep my commandment and live. when we begin to look at this particular text, we begin to recognize that Solomon is sharing some key things that as children of God, you must attain and hold fast to the good doctrine, the doctrine, and to forsake not the laws of the law, Lord. And he began to talk about even the commandments to keep them in your heart that you may live. We must recognize that no matter where you find yourself at in the station of life, that is key as a child of God. Now, I'm talking to the child of God, the believer, that as you moving forward in the things of God, in all of the vicissitudes of life and the things that come to challenge and the things that come to even try to overthrow your faith, remember, it's your faith that the adversary is fighting you. The greatest is that fact that you're able to believe in the midst of hopeless situation, to believe in situations that seem impossible. The adversary is trying to fight you with your ability to trust and to believe God in spite of all of the promises and all of the gifts and everything that he has promised to you as a child of God. And Solomon, he began to say, now I want you to recognize that you must attain to retain the word. And one of the things that we must recognize as the children of God, we must get the word of God down in our hearts. We must spend time with the word and read the word, digest it, get it down in our spiritual being, in our essence, and allow that word to, as we ingest it or read it, to go down our spiritual esophagus and begin to digest it down, even all the way down to our spiritual stomach, where it can send forth the nutrients that we need as a child of God to continue to move forward. He said, the word of the Lord said for us to daily renew our mind. If you didn't renew your mind today, you're a day behind. Because he's saying daily, renew your mind. And so what we ask the children of God, we must daily renew our mind. That means we must stop, take a moment, and begin to recognize that God, yes, you know, yesterday was yesterday, and yesterday is over. I now sit in a new day, and I'm going to embrace every one of your promises. I'm going to embrace every one of the gifts. And all of your wonderful and bountiful blessings, I choose to live my life in the overflow and the blessings of God that he has bestowed for me this day. Now, yes, I dealt with some Hittites, some Jebusites, and Gibsites on yesterday, but on today, I'm renewing my mind as the scripture has so in admonish us to renew our mind. Now, you can't keep bringing over baggage and bringing over the old and trying to live out the new. That new wine is going to bust the old bottles because it cannot hold nor contain the new. So what we have to begin to say, yes, that was yesterday. I'm going to do away with yesterday. I'm living in a new day. It's a brand new day. I have my life, health, and strength. And I choose this day to live in the abundancy of the blessings of God. No matter what come my way, God got me. And the main thing is the main thing. The main thing is that God is in control. The main thing is that he's going to keep you in spite of what is going to happen or what's going on even right now. You must recognize that the God in which we serve, he has all power in his hand. Matter of fact, he already seen this day, and he's already took counsel with his own counsel and recognized that you are able to handle this day before this day even came, because the Bible said no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, and he said he's going to reveal his secret unto friends, his friends, and you're his friend. And so he's going to reveal unto you, if you can stay in that place where you can abide up under the shadow of the Almighty, in that place where you can hear from God, as opposed to being intoxicated by what's going on in your life right now. What you have to do sometimes is just step back and step out of it and say, wait a minute, I'm taking my hand off. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to try to fight the battle. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to praise my way in the midst of this thing, because the main thing is still yet the main thing. And the main thing is that God is in control of every one of your circumstances and every one of your situation and everything that you face every day in your life. Even when you're soaring in the mountaintops and in your mountaintop experiences, that same God that opened that door, that is allowing and downloading his blessings upon you, is the same self God that's going to be in control when you come back down to your valley experience. And so if we keep that main thing, the main thing is going to allow us to walk in a place with God that we're not up one day, down one day, level to the ground the next day, but you're in a place where you're able to always be content, because the Bible said that godly contentment is great gain, and that great gain is going to profit you because you're in a place where, Lord, I'm content where I'm at right now. Now, and I'm trusting you, believing you that you are going to work things out, and you have my future in your hand as well as in control. Now, let's take a look again back here at the text. We begin to see again that Solomon began to say that over in verse number 7, he said that wisdom is the principal thing. Now, again, we're talking about the main thing on today. Wisdom is the principal thing. Now, he began to tell them that you must have a deep understanding and have the capacity to make the right sound judgment when you think in terms of wisdom and things, having that understanding and things that who God is. And he said that's the principal thing, that no matter where you find yourself at, you got to keep that principal thing, and that's the understanding of who God is, so that when whatever thing come upon your life or whatever you have to face or what you're dealing with, you can always go back to the point of the blessing in things of knowing who God is. He is the everlasting Father. He is the great I Am. He is the lily in the valley. He is the one that's able to make a way out of no way. He is the door. He is the great salvation. He is who he said he is, and he will make that way out of nowhere. And once we recognize that he is, then Solomon began to say, now I want you to recognize that you got to have the ability to discern that wherever you find yourself in, that God is still yet in control, that he still yet is on the throne, that he have not forsaken you, even though you don't feel him, and even though you can't touch him. It does not mean that God is not yet in control because you don't feel him. And so he went on to say, too, also, he began to say, and things, therefore, get wisdom when you moving forth. You know, many times we go out, we're looking for the blessing. We're going out to see how we can be blessed, and we're going out to see, you know, how high our day can be and how we can flow. But Solomon said, now I want you to get the wisdom out of the circumstances that you just came through. What was the wisdom? What did you learn in that thing? I want you to get that and pull it out so that you can take it on into the next level in which we're getting ready to go, because that wisdom is going to bless you when you go to that next area in your life, keeping the main thing, because guess what? It's not about an emotional thing, but it's about knowing who you are and knowing the God in which you serve. Now, let's take another aspect and look at that, because he began to say that in all by getting, get an understanding and things. And so let's take a look at the understanding. Now, understanding is the power to comprehend, and not only to comprehend, but to apply the concepts that you have learned. And so that is the understanding, that the ability to make the necessary adjustments in difficult situation, that's understanding, the knowing how to adjust yourself when you walk into a situation that you're unfamiliar with. understanding how to take the stance or how to carry yourself or how to move in and out among the situation, even though the situation is not familiar to where you have been before. He said, get the understanding so that you can always stay in the place of victory and contentment, because now you understand how to adjust yourself, adjust your attitude, adjust your mindset, adjust your disposition, adjust your emotions, adjust your thoughts, adjust even your facial expression, adjusting even your own thoughts in your mind, adjusting, making that adjustment when it seems difficult. But that's the understanding. That's the main thing, how to position yourself even in God, even when you find yourself losing ground or find yourself at a setback. How are you going to adjust yourself? And so this is what Solomon began to say. Keep the main thing the main thing. Yes, you got to make some adjustments. Yes, you're in an uncomfortable situation. But what is the main thing? I think God is trying to get something to you and through you as a child of God. Now, when we begin to look at Solomon, he began to explore so many wonderful things about the main thing, which is principle and understanding. He said so much so, he said, I want you to exalt her, promote her. Because she's going to bring you honor, and she's going to, when you embrace her, she's going to give you a head of ornaments of grace, and the crown of glory shall she deliver to you. And so he's saying here that when you begin to take understanding and take and grab a hold to wisdom and know how to operate in all of your circumstances and situation and making the necessary adjustments and things, it's going to promote you. And then it's going to elevate you from the place where you're at right now. Now, let's take a look, because over in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, there's another aspect in regards to this about wisdom, because there was a young man that was there that was living. It said here, and I want to read unto you, it says, for him too that is joined to a living, to all the living, there is hope, and for a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living knows that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the remember of them is even forgotten. It said also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished, neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. And it goes on to talk about how there was a young man that was there in the city, and how that everybody didn't want to hear from him. It reads this line, this wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it is seen great unto me. There was a little city, and few men were in. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remember that same poor man. Now look here. He says that this poor man, he delivered the city by his wisdom. Now that's why we must recognize that main thing is the main thing is your wisdom. What is your understanding about what you gained from that situation that God just brought you out of? What did you get from that? Because that same wisdom is going to be the wisdom that God will use to help you attain your next area of victory. This young man, this poor man, over in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, the scripture said that it was his wisdom that allowed him to deliver the city. What he knew, what he gained, what he had gone through. And so I come to tell you on today, child of God, as we're looking at the main thing, there is some wisdom and understanding that God is getting out of your circumstances that you're in right now. And as you begin to say, God, what are you telling me in this? What are you teaching me in this? What are you giving to me even in this? I come to tell you there's some fruit in that mess. there is some blessing even in that stuff that look all messed up. God is going to bless you. God is going to move in a mighty and a special way, but it's up to us as the children of God to attain and grab a hold of what God is teaching us in our circumstances and situation so that we will not have to repeat the same thing over and over, but use the wisdom that we attain and have gotten or grasped out of that situation for our next victory. If he raised you up from your sick bed, you can recognize that he is a healer. It may be somebody he's going to call you to come and lay your hands on them, and you're going to feel the same pain that you felt when you was there laying upon your sick bed, and you're going to feel the same urgency to lay hands and to move forward in the call that God has given and laid upon your heart for the deliverance of somebody from their cities and from their great destruction. Whatever it may be, God is granting wisdom out of that thing. That's the main thing. Because if not, we will get caught up in what's happening. We'll get caught in our eyes or get fixated on what we don't have and what's being taken away. No, God is saying, no, get something out of what I'm doing right now. Recognize that I am the great I am. Recognize that I am the one that's able to, Lord, that will take it and the Lord will give it. And blessed be the name of the Lord. He's the same God that's able to give it back, that he is the Jehovah Jireh, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, that he's able to give you peace in the middle of all of that chaotic mess. God said, I'll be your Prince of Peace. I'll stand up in you. I'll stand up in it and let you know that I'm with you on every side and that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper in your life. And so we must, the children of God, we must get the principal thing out of that situation, and that's the wisdom. What did I learn from that? So that I won't repeat it, but I will take the wisdom that I learned from it and let it profit me, because now I came out on the other side, and I came out on the other side with a greater revelation, greater rhema, greater understanding and illumination in my mind and the manifestation of the power of my God. Because God said out of it, he's going to give you confidence. Out of it, it's going to give you the ability to flow confidently in the power of God, knowing that he's able to do it on your behalf. Yes, and so we must recognize that there are some principal things that is coming up out of your circumstances. So wipe your eyes, child of God. Go back and throw yourself back in the fight and continue on doing the work and the will of the Lord. This thing did not come to overthrow the children of God. But what it is doing is saying, I'm showing you another aspect of me. This is what God is saying. I'm showing you another facet of me, that I'm able to keep you. I'm able to open the door. I will show you my hinder point and put you in the cleft of the rock and let you see the God in which you serve has able to bestow his glory and blessing upon his children in the midnight hour. God is able to do it on your behalf. And so, child of God, I come to encourage your heart on today. This is the lesson. The main thing is the main thing. The main thing is the bottom line, that God is in control, that God is the creator of all things, that God is, will be your husband, or if you need a wife, he'll be that to you. He'll be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. He will be able to open the door and give you and bless you with a cash cow to do the work and the will that he wants you to do. He's able to do it. So don't get caught up in what's coming up against you, but get caught up in getting the wisdom from it and getting the understanding out of it, of how God operates and how God moves, how God fashions himself, how God wants to bless his people, how God wants to open that door for you, how God wants to save your unsaved loved ones, how God wants to bring them out like he brought you out. Don't get overthrown. Don't get cast down because of what you see. They've going further out instead of coming closer in. That's not the indicator that God is not working on your behalf. That's not an indicator that God is not being who he said he is. You just hold on to your faith and hold on to what you know. Hold on to your testimony that he brought you out, and the same blood that was shed for you and God brought you out, cleansed your life, gave you, established your going, is the same God that's able to do it for your children, your children's children, and for your cousin, and for anybody else that you may think of in your mind. God said, I know the thoughts that I have for them, just like the thoughts that I have for you, that I have an expected end. And so all we need to do is just get the wisdom, the main thing out of that, get an understanding so that you know how to apply that which you know in every circumstances that you find yourself in. Oh, child of God, I feel like running. I feel the anointing power of God. God wants you to move from that place being depressed and being oppressed. God wants you to move from that place and begin to ascertain into a place where you can see God move every day, because in every circumstance, you're looking for the principal thing out of this. You're looking for the move of God. You're looking for the hand of God. You're not living in a place of bondage, but you're living in a place of abundance. Abundancy of the revelation of the supernatural power of the God in which you serve, the hope of glory. Shaya Rama Shikandoro Boshamna. He's working it out for your good. It may not feel good, but good is coming. Like they said, what's that following you? Goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. And so you must recognize that God is still yet in control. No matter what the report may be, you got to recognize that he is able. I hear the scripture say that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's working in you. Let that power that is in you work. That's the main thing. Are you letting him work through you, or are you trying to work it out yourself? Child of God, you got to let God, let go, and let God have his way. Now, how do you do that, Pastor, when all so many questions and so many decisions have to be made? That's when you throw up your hands and say, God, I surrender. I surrender unto thee, Lord. I don't know which way to turn, God. I need your divine assistance. I need your wisdom. I need you to move by your power divine. I need you to open the door, make a way out of no way. I need to show me your glory, God. And begin to talk to God like that and watch God do it and say, God, I can't do it without you. I'm trying to keep this together and that together, man of God, trying to keep everything together. Talk to God. Tell God what you have need of. Open your mouth and tell him. Don't let pride and arrogancy just stop you from the flow and the manifestation of God flowing in your life, in your family life. Tell God what you have need of and watch God work it out on your behalf. Because you've chosen to humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God and move into a place where God is able to bless you and your family. Because you dare to stop and say, God, I have need of the living God. Oh, Ramashanda. That's the main thing. It's not her. It's not them. It's not that. No, you got need of the living God. And tell God, God, I have need of the living God. The main thing is the main thing. I need God. The main thing is the main thing. Unless God, the main thing is the main thing, that God is going to work it out on your behalf. Quiet your heart and hear the wisdom of the Lord and hear what God speaks. He said, wisdom is going out throughout the land, crying in the streets, looking for somebody just to hear or cry out. And sometimes we're so busy trying to figure it out, and wisdom is crying out right there on your street and right there on your avenue. Quiet your heart so that you can hear God. Quiet your mind and your spirit so that the God of glory can raise up and speak a word to your spirit and your heart so that you can hear. Don't flow in the emotion, flow in the anointing. Fall back on your face and go back prostrate before God and say, God, I'm staying on my face till I hear a word from you. I'm going to stretch out on you till you speak, God, until you change the situation around, God, until I hear a word from you, God, a clear word, a sure word. Put it down in my spirit. And even as Job, in my closing on today, even as Job, he said, God, write it upon my heart as I sleep upon my bed. And so, children of God, the main thing is the main thing. In my closing, just like with Job, if you're feeling so many things coming in against you and you can't figure everything out, just stop for a minute. And just throw your hands up to God and say, God of glory, my everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, my Rabboni, Jesus, I asked you, God, to just move on my behalf and my family behalf and write your will and your word that need to be spoken upon my spirit and command your spirit to follow after the Spirit of God and come in one with God and watch God move on your behalf. And every time you see it and it looks as though it's going worse than what it is, you just begin to say, Lord, have your way. Lord, do it, Father. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting that you're going to do this thing. And watch God fight on your behalf and watch him move on your behalf because he's ready. And he's willing to do a blessed work on your behalf. And so I come to encourage your heart on today to be thou encouraged. Keep the main thing the main thing. When a story comes or you get a message or someone calls, say, but God, is he still yet able? Someone say, but this is happening. But God, he's still on the throne. But God is still working it out. Let's go and pray and call on that wonderful name of Jesus. Because there's power in the name, life in the name, joy in the name, peace in the name. Whatever you need, the Bible said he's already given us everything, absolutely everything, that's pertaining unto life and godliness. And that's why Solomon said, wait a minute, I had it all. If you want to talk to somebody who had it all, I had it all. Solomon would tell us that. And he would let us know, but the bottom line is, I want to let you know, the principal thing is to get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get an understanding and exalt her. Know how to comprehend God, he's saying. Know how to adjust yourself in bad situation, good situation, so that you can always be in good standing with your God. Oh, child of God, child of God. The main thing is that main thing. Get ye the principal thing, which is wisdom, to knowing your God. Every situation you go through, look for the wisdom out of it. Look for understanding out of it. What did you learn in that and things? Or did you just were so happy to come out of it and that you didn't take a moment to stop and say, God, what did just happen to me spiritually? What did I get? What fruit did I get? What was taken out of my life so that I won't put my hand back to it so I'll recognize it when it tries to come back in that I can say no. God already took care of that and dealt with it. And now I'm standing as a fruitful child of God, producing the will of God in my life. And so it's really bottom line. The main thing is the main thing. God loves you. God's going to do it for you. And he know his thoughts for you. He know that your even your expected end, you have an expected end. And what God is saying, get the wisdom from your test, your trials, and your situation, and get an understanding of who he is in your life and how he operates in your life. Because once you grab that hold of that and attain the confidence of knowing how he's flowing in your life. That is the principal thing. That is understanding, the ability to comprehend the power, the works, and the will of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, how he operates and moves and have his being in your life is so key that you may know him and understand what he's doing in and through your life. So, child of God, I encourage you, if never before, take a seat. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Watch him do a great and mighty work. And as you're going through your tests and your trials, just don't run through them. Just ask God, God, what are you doing? So I can attain to the wisdom, so that I can extract a greater understanding of how you're moving in my life individually and yet collectively. So when I step into that next arena, in that next realm, I'll know how to govern myself in all difficult situations, or even better situation, or even blessed situation. I'll know how to carry myself as a mature, honorable vessel of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, child of God, I pray that you've been blessed on today with the main thing. What is the wisdom of that? What is the understanding that you got out of that about the God in which you serve? So bottom line, the main thing is the main thing. But how you attaining that is very, very key. Father, we thank you for this prayer on today. We thank you for this lesson on today. We thank you because you will forever be the main thing and the main thing. And we want to keep you the main thing. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in our mind, in our spirit, and in our heart. Father, no matter where, Lord Jesus, life will take us, God, you will always be the main thing, and we will extract the wisdom and extract understanding, because it's life and it shall keep us, Father, knowing who you are and that you're able to come through on behalf of your people. Father, we say, right on, King Jesus. Keep doing what you're doing, Father. Keep being who you are, God. And, Father, we'll praise your blessed name. Keep a perpetual praise on the tongues of the lives of your people, God. Those that the adversary is trying to put their spiritual eyes out. Oh, God, we ask, dear God, that you renew their sight and renew their hunger, renew their desire for you and the things of God, God. Father, those that whose the cross is getting heavy to bear, God. God, send them a Simeon that can come along the side and take up the cross and bear it on their behalf. And, Father, we thank you because we've chosen to keep the main thing the main thing. Show up and manifest yourself in your glory, God. And, Father, we'll praise your blessed name and give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Until we meet again, child of God, as I always will say, you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. The God of glory, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, is on your side and willing and waiting for you just to call on him, and he will be there to help you. Until we meet again, may your day be filled with blessings. May the no sorrow blessing come and hit your house and your family, and that you will abide in the abundant overflow of the blessings of God. Until we meet again, my prayer is the blessings of the Lord be with you. Bye-bye.